Well, good morning, everybody. We have some visitors. Happy welcome to you. I always start with a piece of Pope trivia, and since we are so close to All Saints Day, why not make it about saints? Of the 264 popes who are no longer on the planet, Pope Francis, 266, Pope Benedict XVI is still alive. He was 265th pope. But of the 264 popes who have gone to their reward, 88 of them are canonized saints. And another 9 of them are blessed, so they're one step away from sainthood. We will see what becomes. But anyway, I told the kids yesterday and on Friday, Halloween has Catholic origins, and beautiful origins, really, because in the olden days, you didn't dress up like Buzz Lightyear or Princess Bride or anything like that. You dressed up like a saint. And it started because November 1st, tomorrow, is All Saints Day and All Hallows Day. We say in the Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, holy be thy name. When I was a kid, I thought that was Howard, and I thought God's name was Howard. But anyway, hallowed be thy name, holy be thy name. So when we talk about All Hallows Day, which is tomorrow, All Saints Day, we're talking about all the saints. We get the word halo from that same word. Well, you know, just like most people come to Christmas Mass, Christmas Eve, because they're so excited, same thing. The Catholic Church people were always so excited to celebrate All Saints Day, All Hallows Day, that they'd come to Mass on October 31st, and the kids would dress up like saints. So we got to reignite that tradition yesterday, as at 5 o'clock Mass, we had a whole bunch of kids dressed up like saints, and it was really neat. And then we had the trunk or treat afterwards. But today I'm thinking about all the saints, and I'm thinking about Hebrews chapter 12, which says that our life on earth is kind of like a run. It's kind of like a jog or a race, so to speak. And there's a finish line. And all on the journey there is there's this cloud of witnesses on the side who are spurring us forward. The other day I had a real moment of grace because it was just the most beautiful thing. I had a funeral service for Bill Hanneman. And this funeral service was at Murphy Parks at the funeral home. And then we went in procession following the hearse to the cemetery. And it was in the afternoon, and there was a whole big group of kids playing out there on the playground. And I watched as one of our third graders saw what was happening, and he folded his hands like this, and then all the other kids did the same thing. And they paused their game of kickball and were just standing there like this, and they made the sign of the cross. And I thought, is that not the most beautiful thing? And that literally brought me to tears because they get it, you know? And I think that's the communion of saints. They're on the side. As we are living our lives here on earth, they're on the sidelines, and they're beautiful, and they're praying for us, and their example is inspiring us as we are reaching our destination, which is the finish line. I can't remember the name of the guy who said it, but he said there's one ultimate tragedy. Mrs. Disser and I, we just went to Macbeth the other night. Beautiful. Shakespeare loved to write tragedies. Tragedies are when terrible, terrible things happen. And this one guy, he said, there's one ultimate tragedy. And there's really only one tragedy. And that is not to become a saint. Because it means you didn't reach the finish line. It means you didn't make it to heaven. And Jesus is pretty clear about that it's difficult to get there. And we heard the other week about the eye of a needle And it's difficult. We live in a world where I think the heresy of our day is that everybody goes to heaven. Isn't that nice? Not so. Jesus talks a lot about hell. And the reality is we need to become saints. Saints of God who reach the finish line and then join that happy multitude which none can number. The cloud of witnesses, the communion of saints, the blessed communion, whatever you want to call it. The group of those who have made it. And the Catechism of the Catholic Church says that everybody in heaven is a saint. Now, some of them are canonized. St. Rose of Lima, St. Agnes, St. John Paul II, St. Mark, all these people. A lot of them aren't canonized. But our goal is to be among their number. To have our eyes fixed on the finish line. Our eyes fixed on heaven. Knowing that there's this beautiful communion of saints on the side who are spurring us on, who are praying for us, who are loving us along the way. And we go. The beautiful thing about the communion of saints is there's a whole bunch of different types of saints. And Jesus tells us what they all have in common in our gospel today. He says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." That's how to become a saint. And that's what all of the saints who have gone before us and who are spurring us on, that's what they all have in common. And so let's ask our blessed Lord to help us to light a fire in our hearts that we might do just this, to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.